John. Matthew 3, just want to share just for a couple of minutes before we start doing our baptisms this morning. And this is the passage of Scripture. We read this often during our baptismal times. And I just want to just quickly look at why do we get baptized? Why bother getting baptized? And so we're just going to very quickly look at that. We don't spend a long time as we want to get right to the baptism and some of these testimonies that may happen here. It says, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy. So as I say, as we start the baptismal service, you can meet my wife in the back there. And there's some gowns there. We'll get you all situated. And I think they're going to see if they can rescue Fred somehow to bring him here so we can do that baptism. So this morning, I just want to share with you just a little bit about why be baptized. And sometimes people like to ask that question, is it really necessary? Should we do it? Why bother? Well, I just want to quickly look at a few things, just the basics of water baptism, just to share with you that you might be reminded of things that maybe today as well that you might choose to be water baptized. And so the first thing that is the basic of water baptism, that it is a command. And so God commands us that we should be water baptized. Matthew 28, 19 says, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So it is a command. Jesus is telling us that that's what we're to do. We're to go out there. We're to make disciples. And as we're a disciple of Christ, which just simply means a follower of Christ, then we're to follow the Lord in the waters of baptism. And so it is a command. And so if we're not being water baptized, if we're choosing not to be water baptized, then in reality we are choosing to be disobedient to God, and we're disobeying a direct command of God. That's putting it quite plain and quite clear about water baptism. Why should we be baptized? Because it is commanded by the Lord. Second thing is, it goes right along with that, we should be baptized, is it is a requirement of God. Matthew 3:13, Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. God requires it of us. So if we are a Christian, if we are a believer in Christ, we're not talking about denominations here this morning. We're talking about water baptism, about being a follower of Jesus Christ. We're not baptizing you to be a follower of a Pentecostal church or a Catholic church or a Baptist church. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. But Jesus says that we need to carry this out because it's something that God requires. And so this morning, every believer should be going into the waters of baptism at some point in their lives because it is a requirement from God Himself. Another reason why we should be water baptized is part of our testimony. When John the Baptist was baptizing people, He was doing a message of repentance. And as people repented of their sins, they were then baptized to show that they had repented of their sin and to make a confession that they were now going to follow God all the way. So it ended up being a testimony of what they had done already in their hearts. And that's what baptism is for us as well. It's something, it's an outward expression of what has already taken place in our own hearts and in our own lives. It's a testimony that we are now believers. Story in the Bible in Acts chapter 8, verse 37, it talks about the Ethiopian eunuch as he was returning from Jerusalem. And he met Philip the evangelist on his way. And as Philip began to share with him, about Jesus Christ. And as they journeyed on their way, they came by some water. And this is what the Ethiopians, he asked that, can I be baptized? I'm believing. And here was his reply that Philip said to him. You can, Philip answered. If you believe with all your heart, and the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And what did they do? They immediately baptized him. You know, sometimes people get in that mode where I'm going to wait until things are really perfect, and then I'll be baptized. Well, if you're going to wait until you think you're perfect, it probably will never happen. Because we're not perfect individuals. We stumble, we fall at times. And so I can guarantee you that if you're thinking if, along those lines, on the day you're to be baptized, something might have happened the day before. Oh, I can't be baptized because I missed up yesterday. No, just get baptized. Just follow what God is saying. It's a testimony that you're choosing to follow Jesus Christ. It's a testimony that you are now a believer in Jesus Christ. It is not a testimony that you're a follower of a certain denomination or a certain church. It's a testimony that you are a believer in Jesus Christ. And going right along with that would be number four, that baptism is a declaration. You're declaring to all those who are watching you that you're turning from your old way of living into a new life in Christ. So you're as you go down in those waters, you're symbolizing the death of the old life. And rising up out of the waters, you're symbolizing that new birth, that resurrection, that you're now striving to live a new life for God. Romans 6:4 says, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new life. So you're declaring as you're being baptized that you're leaving the old behind. And you're rising up to say, I'm choosing now to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm choosing a new life today. Then a fifth thing of why we should be baptized is doing what Jesus did. Matthew 3:15. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. That word baptized in the Greek would be talking about being submerged. So in other words, you really do get wet and you need to get what? Wet. Now, some people like to say, well, you know, I was baptized as a child. I was dedicated as a child. And, you know, that's great. That's wonderful. But Jesus himself, the Bible says that he was presented to the Lord 40 days after birth. But it was not until he was 30 years old where he was baptized into water. Which kind of shows that we also need to do the same, that maybe you were dedicated as a child. Maybe you were baptized as a child. But now that you know what it means and that you are yourself choosing to be a follower of Christ, you need to do that. You need to go through the waters of baptism, and you do need to get wet. You need to do it as Jesus did it. When in doubt, check to see what Jesus did. And Jesus went down into the waters and came up out of the water. So he got very wet. And we plan to get these people very wet as they get baptized, being buried again in the waters, rising up to new life. And so that's kind of the basics of baptism. Now, you can talk about a few other things that, well, baptism, and it helps your faith. It kind of encourages you that, you know what, I really want to be serious about my faith. And so as I get baptized, it kind of helps you to be a little bit stronger in your faith to say, yeah, this is what I really, really need to do. It's also can be a symbol of a fresh start for you. You know, sometimes, life has been really hard, it's been difficult, and as you get water baptized, you know, you can come to that place and you get water baptized and say, man, I want to stand before y'all. I got a fresh start in my life. And I'm going to live for God from this day forward. Also helps us, I think, in becoming bold as Christians as well. But the thing that I ask the Lord about this, why should I be baptized? You know what I really come back down to is a simple thing that I should get baptized because I love Jesus. Plain and simple. If I forgot all about the basics and all the do's and don'ts of why I should or I shouldn't be baptized, we should want to get baptized because I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I want to honor Jesus. I want to exalt Jesus. I want to be a testimony for Jesus. I want to show people that God has changed my life and that he's made a difference in my life. And that's why I want to be baptized. And maybe you're here this morning. You know, you've been putting off baptism for a long, long, long time. And friends, I really want to encourage you. Why are you doing that? Why do you keep waiting? Why do you keep excusing yourself from that? It's one of the most wonderful things that we can do is a testimony and to stand up there and declare, I am a follower of Christ. And I'm leaving that old person behind. I'm rising up to be a new person in Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to do here this morning. As I say, we kind of got it down here. We're going to really have to bend over to baptize people because usually you have it up here and all nicely done up. So today we just kind of got it all by itself and down right on the floor. And so we're going to have some fun. So we're going to call those that are being baptized. If you want to come up along here in the side and...
Bethel Family Worship Center, where families grow together.